This is Corinne LaRue with the American Ag Network, and I'm joined by Mark Belter, a director with North Dakota Corn Growers Association. Mark, thanks so much for joining me today. Let's start in with E15. We got some news in the E15 world.
Yeah. Well, looking forward to hopefully getting E15 going nationwide, year-round. It'll be a lot of demand. You know, it's not a mandate, but it's certainly a starting point to move more bushels. Got to move through the glut of corn. And as consumers get more and more used to it, you know, I often see people that can put it in their tank and they don't. It's a nickel cheaper and they maybe don't know what it is. So maybe a little bit on the marketing front that we need to work on, just getting the understanding of what it is and where it comes from and what it, you know, the ramifications using in your vehicle and the positive news behind it. And as well as, you know, that it's, yeah, it takes a little volume from the oil, but it also helps keep prices down, helps move our product. And we're all oil users as well. So we're using a lot more oil than we are corn with all our vehicles and whatnot. So hopefully we can get that done and, you know, start getting it through the pipeline and getting it moved through, the consumer.
Right. And, seeing a little bit of frustration from producers and folks that just really want to see E15 year-round, with Congress kind of making the working group for it and kind of a new deadline. And, you know, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's you know, a bit of a patient wait. You get excited and think, hey, we got it. And then it kind of goes away and comes back and goes away. And now that they're, seems like they're giving it a pretty good go. So hopefully we'll know, you know, by the end of the month where we're sitting, and hopefully we're successful to get it through.
And some other news on the forefront is 45Z tax credit. We kind of got some clarity with that. Any updates?
Yeah, I haven't heard all the recent, but yeah, that's a big deal for the aviation fuel, especially which would be a huge market. We don't use it, you know, all over the country, but West Coast pretty prominent, and especially the European market getting to be more and more to where if they don't have it in the jet, it doesn't fly, or it pays such a big penalty that they couldn't fly it anyway. So demand wise, that would be a really huge deal. So hopefully we can get that going.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
No, I don't think so. I think just we have the Commodity Classic coming up here the end of February, which is the national corn and soybean and sorghum and where all the organizations get together. And so it's a good area to get into more conversations with our other ag counterparts. And so hopefully we'll have some news by then on the E15 front and possibly even 45Z and see if we can get some more product moving.
Awesome. Well, thank you once again, Mark, for joining us here. Folks, that's Mark Belter, a director with North Dakota Corn Growers Association. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.